This is a podcast from Rover.
Not for radio. Reloaded.
This one is from, where are you, motherfucker? Paul William. Kia ora, fellas and felly. Got a bit of a David Longy for you about the consequences of a shit diet and a language barrier. So a couple of years ago, the missus and I got married in Rarotonga and had a delayed honeymoon to Europe a couple of months later so we could do Europe for the winter. The plan was to do 10 days in England with her extended family and the rest in Austria snowboarding. It's important to note that I am slightly on the heavier side and fucking love food. I had been dieting leading up to my wedding to lose weight and kept a healthy diet leading up to this trip. That being said, after the wedding, we now had a few months for us and the other family members in England to plan all the places we were going to eat and all the gloriously delicious grease and fat laden food that I was going to consume in my time in the UK and the 10 days I was there. Boy, did I consume entire cheese platters to myself. Cheesy, bacon-filled burgers with chips and gravy, steak dinners, popcorn cooked in beef fat. Bit weird, but what the fuck not? You get the idea. Now, here is where I encountered my first issue. There is something that happens to your body when you treat it like a temple for months and then you decide to consume enough cheese, burgers and pints to keep Fat Albert happy. All the grease, bread, cheddar and ham pump ale, coagulated?
Yeah.
In my bowels to create a blockage big enough to stop the Nile from flowing. And then the body's just going, don't know what this is. We arrive in Austria and for a few days I tried in vain to enjoy the new experience of snowboarding in the Austrian Alps. The lovely scenery and the most delicious beer and food. Unfortunately, the Austrian menus are mostly delicious variations of meats, potatoes and breads.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Making my problem worse with every meal. With my anus now feeling like Augustus Gloop jammed in the Willy Wonka chocolate tube, I decided I needed to head to the pharmacy and get some medical relief. Here I encounter my second issue. After hobbling around the ski town in pain for a while, we finally found a pharmacy where not a single person spoke English. I found a clerk and surrounded with customers, I became the world's shittest mime. Miming myself, struggling to take a dump and doing big T symbols with my hands and crossing my arms. Is the T for turd?
No toilet. Oh. No toilet.
The clerk finally figured out what I was trying to say in her best attempt at English, and as loudly as humanly possible, she said, slow release or fast release? Simultaneously gesturing a large downward gushing motion with her arms and gaining the attention of every single person in this fucking shop. Mortified and as red faced as a ginger roofer in summer. I quietly say, fast please, and like an absolute idiot, mimic her gushing hand motions, still with what I felt like the entire shop's eyes on me, watching and bloody well judging. It wasn't until I was comfortably back at our hotel that I realised the medication I was given wasn't a nice pill or a sachet drink as I assumed in my head, but a fucking suppository.
Oh yeah, that's the big butthole bullets.
As much as I didn't want to shelve this pill that was about as big as a 308 projectile, I knew I had to bite the bullet if I wanted to enjoy my holiday.
No pun intended.
Here I encountered my final problem. With my super supportive new wife a wall away from our small hotel room, I went to the bathroom to do my thing. The suppository pill was vacuum wrapped in a very thick aluminum foil package and I was struggling to open it. I gripped it with my fingers as tight as I could, twisted and pulled on the foil hard, and the wrapper released, sending the pill flying somewhere out of sight and the thick foil digging into my pointer finger and slicing it wide open. I did not see this coming. So now my finger starts to bleed profusely. I scream like a little girl and start to curse like a drunken sailor. My wife hears this commotion and rushes over to the bathroom, very concerned for my well-being, to see me sitting on the toilet holding an empty suppository wrapper with blood everywhere. Dripping off my finger, smeared on my thighs with drips all over the floor and around me and over the toilet seat that I was sitting on. A look of horror was plastered on my wife's face As I slowly look up to her, her eyes were scanning around the bleeding mess of a man she had married, and she loudly said, "What the fuck did you do? How far did you fucking push that thing up?" And at this point, I realize that she doesn't know that the blood is coming from my finger, and she thinks it's some sort of like
torn asshole.
And she thinks that it's like some sort of degenerate. I've somehow managed to shove the pill and my finger so far up my ass that I've ruptured my insides and I'm now pissing blood out of my butthole. I am left sitting on the toilet in a bathroom that looks like a crime scene, trying and failing to explain that I wasn't attempting to fist myself. And then I just cut my finger as my new wife walked out of the bathroom, wondering what kind of man she has just married. Pills did the trick eventually, and the holiday all went well after that, albeit with a sore finger and a wife that just realised she'd married an absolute fuckwit. I've been listening to the pod from the start and have been a sniper since the beginning. Love the pod. Keep up the good work. Cheers. What a way to go into the weekend.
Oh, well done. Well done. Well done.
Just a cacophony of fuck-ups along the way to get to that point, eh?
So good.
Not for radio. Reload it.